I never knew how good our songs were, lyricist Ira Gershwin once said, until I heard Ella Fitzgerald sing them. For our year-long series, 50 Great Voices, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg celebrates the Queen of Jazz.
1977, the New Orleans Jazz Festival. Ella Fitzgerald, age 60, calls a young singer to the stage. They've not met before. Here's Stevie Wonder's reaction.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. At 27, he's about to sing with a legend.
You are the apple of my eye. I'm a
booby-dooby-bitty. Ella Fitzgerald, whose scat, spontaneous musical invention, was as dazzling as her simplest melodic statements.
'Cause you'd be, oh, so.
This is the music that made Ella Fitzgerald a superstar. She'd been a band singer, then a soloist for two decades. Then, in 1956, she began recording the Great American Songbook, albums of music by Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, Gershwin, and was called America's First Lady of Song. Lots of singers recorded these numbers before and after Ella. Pianist Billy Taylor worked with many of them.
Wonderful singers who did beautiful things. But for me, Ella was the one that really touched my heart. She was so sincere.
Billy Taylor accompanied Ella in the 1940s.
Ella was such a great musician that any way you went, she would get there. The feeling of music that she brought. You had to swing, you had to go along with the music, go along with the words, go along with the whole idea that she was presenting. She was really so complete.
Somewhere there's music, a fame too.
In 1983, the vocal group The Manhattan Transfer sang with Ella. Janice Siegel remembers their afternoon rehearsal.
We're all around the piano, and we did our little four-part harmony part, and then she scatted a couple of choruses, and she turns to us and said, "Was that all right?" And I was flabbergasted. I went, it's like God asking angels if he just created the world and turning to them and saying, well, what do you think, the Grand Canyon? Could it use a little tweaking?
She never believed that she was really Ella Fitzgerald.
Very little self-confidence, ever. From childhood, she was painfully shy. In Newport News, Virginia, her mother was a laundress. Her father left the family when Ella was three. The girl spent time with an aunt, then in foster care, a reformatory. In New York, she won singing contests, worked with bands, some hit records. This novelty tune was her first million seller.
A tisky, the tasket, a brown and yellow basket.
But her career went up and down. In the 30s and 40s, band singers were mostly blonde, sophisticated, attractive. Ella was awkward, gawky, a bit chubby. In the words of one newspaper writer, a big, light-colored gal. But could she sing?
Somewhere, someday. We'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand, and you'll look at me.
Impeccable timing, pitch perfect. Band musicians said they would tune up to her voice. Ella Fitzgerald has you smiling by her second note. Endlessly inventive. Only on a record does she sing a tune the same way twice. There is no sad edge to her voice, no drama. That's fine with Janice Siegel.
I never listened to Ella for, say, emotional depth, but for sheer purity of tone, musicality, playfulness, inventiveness, and rhythmic, you know, virtuosity. To me, there's no one like Ella Fitzgerald.
Well, she sang like an instrument. The voice was the instrument. It was like a clarinet or like a trombone or like a whatever, more so than thinking of the lyrics.
Ella Fitzgerald sang How High the Moon dozens of times. This may be her most remarkable recording of the tune. It was taped at a concert in Berlin, Germany in 1960. There's something, I mean, it's probably in every performance, but particularly the Berlin one, I think, where she's on another planet by the end. She cannot stop.
It's like she doesn't want her life to end. It's like her life will end if she gets off that stage. And while she's on stage, she's in the dream. She's in a dream. Everything is harmonious, and people love her, and she just can go for chorus after chorus of inventiveness. It's astounding.
Even more astounding, she takes us right along with her, mopping her face with an ever-present handkerchief, holding the microphone like a cigarette, tilting her head back when she has to. Ella Fitzgerald, she died in 1996, is singing her heart out always. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
More of Ella Fitzgerald's music, plus her son on Ella's impromptu supermarket concert at nprmusic.org. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly.